Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Heard around the world on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. It's Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis, with Blue and Joe Grande.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue, alongside me is Joe Grande, and you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
That's right, you guys. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast all around the world. And check out our website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. So many great articles on there, and you can still see some of the things from CanMed 2022 when we were out there, and take a look at all the great people that we interviewed out there. We got so many great things. Call us up anytime, 800-420-1980. And check out our IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And if you guys are looking for a trusted cannabis seed at a fair price, you need to head to rocketseeds.com or on Instagram at rocket_seeds. On today's show, this cat right here, Bobby Warrender.
Yep. Yeah, you
Bobby
hit it.
Bobby Warrender. Now, it's a family-owned business, which I find out, which is dope. And you're the director of sales at Lifted Made, which Bobby has been with the company 8 years. And like I said, family-owned business, which is interesting to hear. I can't wait to get to that story. Lifted Made is a premium hemp, Delta 8, and cannabinoid-infused products company. They got so many amazing products on the website. You guys really got to check it out. It's liftedmade.com, LiftedMade.com. On social media, though, they're at Herb Finest CBD. That's URBFINEST CBD. Welcome to the show, Bobby.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to be here.
No, man, it's great to have you, dude. Yeah. So off top, I heard you and your brother created this company. Talk about this amazing thing that you two come up with. How does this even happen?
Honestly, we started as an e-liquid company, and we were one of the first e-liquid companies out there. It was really just kind of a trial and error kind of thing, right? We started making e-liquids. We started as just a juice manufacturer.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Yeah, we started as an e-liquid, like a juice manufacturer originally. There was just a few of us. We were working out of a small little, I don't know, 10 by 10 room out of my parents' garage.
Nice.
And we actually had our first break with a company called Vapeheads. It was our first like flagship line. And if it wasn't for the FDA calling us out during the whole witch hunt against all the targeting to kids stuff, if it wasn't for that, man, I don't know if we ever really would have gotten an actual break. So, you know, shout out to the FDA. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Nice. What did they say to you guys? What happened?
Basically, they said that we were targeting children. And I mean, you know, we made the brand. It was kind of a knockoff of Warheads. And to be honest, to be fair, it was pretty close. It really was. You know, we were a sour e-liquid company. Our packaging was pretty similar to the original Warheads.
Yeah. Warheads.
The sour
stuff. The thing coming off the head. Yeah.
So instead of the coming off the head with, you know, the volcano, it was a coil, you know, blasting out the vape. So that's how we got our start. And when CBD became a thing, we saw an opportunity to do something different. And we were actually the first company to make a vapable CBD product.
Gotcha.
And we just continued to follow different trends. And, you know, as soon as Delta 8 became a thing, we were one of the very first companies to jump into Delta 8.
Fantastic.
And we had like one of the very first disposables in the country. And that really catapulted our brand.
Now, with the CBD line, you know, essentially coming out, when you say the first liquid, you know, consumption for a CBD product, right?
It was first vapable. Yeah.
So explain that. Yeah. Cause
we married. Yeah. We basically married the concept of an e-liquid with the CBD. And back then it was all isolate, right? Yeah. CBD isolate was really the only form of CBD that we had. So we basically mixed it with the same thing that we were making juice out of, created a vapable product. And it helped a lot of people.
Yeah. You know, when you're saying that, right, it's interesting. Cause I think of the tobacco, the big pans that you fill yourself. Right. That's what we're talking about.
That's exactly
right?
What we're talking
about. And then you're hitting that big, those big hits. And I thought, well, damn, that would actually be probably a better, delivery system than some of the pins that are out there for the CBD stuff, you know, because it's not quite, they can't necessarily get the same doses that they can from that e-liquid, right?
I mean, Phil.
So that's essentially what you came out. What was that called when you came out? Was that your brand or
it was under Lifted. We had a couple of different strengths. We had the Ruby, the Emerald, and then the Diamond, and the Diamond being the 1,000 milligram, which was like a full gram of CBD isolate in that matrix, which was at that time, nobody had ever done anything quite like that. Yeah. So it was, it is amazing how fast this market has progressed.
Oh yeah.
You know? Going from, you know, just CBD isolates, now we have full extracts that are coming from fresh flower, you know what I'm saying? We have live resins now, and THCO, THCV, THCP, all these different cannabinoids we really had no idea were even possible when hemp really first became a thing. So
yeah. And then the Delta 8 push, right, comes.
Right.
And you know, I'm going to dive back. I want to dive back into some of the CBD product lines, but the Delta 8, you know, I'm sure you've went through some of the legalities that everybody's had to kind of go through, right?
Because
I mean, at one day, I mean, I remember
sell it here. You can't sell it there.
No, we're going to Vegas. Right, exactly. We're going to Vegas. Right. And 2 days before we're heading to Vegas, it becomes illegal to sell, you know.
It's crazy how they jumped it on
you.
We
had Champs, right?
We had to put tape over anything culture related.
Oh, that's right, Champs. You're right.
Yeah, you remember.
Changed the whole thing.
And I'm obviously knowing that you were involved in all of that, right? I mean, you had to know, like, you know, like, that you were part of all that.
Yeah,
we
had to tape off anything that had Delta anything on our, we had to tape off our shirts, you know what I'm saying? It was crazy.
To think of the dilemma like that, you had to tape your shirts. These people that are just going to an event two days before,
empty boxes.
All the products that you're taking out there, you can't even take it into the showroom floor
it's
anymore.
A big deal. Yeah.
Let alone leave it in your room. It's illegal now. I mean, there's the risk factor up there.
Yeah.
It's a bigger deal than your... You gave me chills right now, Blue, when you said that. Like,
that's what I'm saying. You sound like, you know, you're clearly one of the pioneers that were involved in all those things, you know? And even going into that, I like to think, like, so how does that, you know, somewhat help you at one point, right? When Delta 8 comes out and it shoots up, there's no real regulations on it. We all know that it's a subsidiary of the THC plant, right? So it becomes like just the Delta 8, no more Delta 9s, anything that has any psychoactive effect, but it's still the Delta 8 had like a psychoactive effect too, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Yes.
Very much so. And it was it's a conversion from CBD, right? So they were taking CBD and they were converting it over to Delta 8. And that was kind of where the legalities really started to get blurred. Right? Because now we're taking what was totally legal product and creating a completely gray market product, right?
Sure,
that's
sure.
Now, you know, the big question that we got asked when CBD first became a thing is, does it get you high? And I think I might have got asked that question thousands of times. True.
You'll probably do every day.
Yeah.
So now it's like, we got something for you, bro.
Yeah. You're like, what kind of high do you want?
How high do you want to get, right?
Yeah. It's just so funny as you say that, because as you can buy your products at a liquor store, for God's sakes, right?
Right.
And these products do on some people have that effect that, you know, will get them quote unquote high.
Which is
funny and weird all in the same, because in the same, or somebody else can take that same product and feel absolutely nothing.
I mean, if you eat any of the Delta 8 gummies, it's going to hit you just like Delta 9.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It metabolizes through your liver and your system exactly the same way. Your body can't tell the difference. It's a little bit different when you smoke it. It's a little less psychoactive. But even still, like, you're going to feel it. 100%.
So eating it, you're going to feel it a lot more than smoking it.
Absolutely.
And the thing about it is that I think it's a workaround, right? When you don't know that, you know, that what it does, there's no legalities on it, right? So we know that there's a legality on Delta 9, right? It has to be, you know, licensed and put through stores, which is the psychoactive effect that we get from THC. But when we start talking about Delta 8 and all of a sudden now it hasn't been put through those same criteria, it hasn't been through the testing facilities, there's no real laws on it, it's called a gray area.
And absolutely.
And we tend to, as people in the industry, you know, exploit that for as long as possible until all of a sudden they say, wait a second, it's illegal, and now it affects the bottom line for everything,
right?
And all of your production,
right?
And I think Texas is going through it pretty big right now.
Texas, they made it illegal, but then they pulled it back, lobbying came through, and fortunately they were able to basically re-legalize it. And now we got other states like Louisiana that just legalized anything Delta related, but now you have to basically go through a very rigorous process.
Testing,
and then you have to basically get licensed through the state. Where they basically make sure that everything is going through third-party lab testing, and it's gone through their verification process to make sure that
this is all in Texas only, correct?
No, this is in Louisiana.
Oh, yeah. Louisiana. Okay,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
Each state is different, so it's a state-by-state type of
regulation. Yeah,
exactly.
It's a regular different. So even for California, it's completely different here, right?
Right.
You know, and but again. You know, we're talking 6 months ago. I don't think there was any understanding.
Nothing for it at all.
Correct. Yeah. Eight months ago, it was just like the Wild Wild West. We were in the full on, like, do whatever.
Well, just like you said,
do.
2 days before champs in Nevada.
Right.
And it changes.
Right.
As a huge event, the biggest. Champs is huge.
The biggest cannabis event in the country. You know, you got 40,000-50,000 vendors. It's ridiculous.
Well, when we come back, let's talk more about that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
Are you ready for the biggest concert of the year, you guys? It's the Burning Trees Festival, August 27th in Adelanto, California, performing live on stage. It's the boss man himself,
Rick Ross.
Ludacris, Busta Rhymes, Too Short, the infamous Mobb Deep, X to the Z Exhibit, Corrupt from the Dog Pound, all live on stage August 27th at the Adelanto Plaza and Event Center. Plus, you guys, the World Series of Cannabis is going down, presented by CanX, iHeartRadio's Cannabis Talk 101, Game Day, Green Day Holdings, of course, dudes, and the Blacklist. All days. Did I mess it up again? Green Holding. It's Group. Green Holdings Group.
Green Holdings Group, man. You keep saying
Freddie,
Green
Day. You're going to punch me right now.
I'm not going to let you do it. I can't even let you keep going. I've got to stop you.
It's the day. I got to change the order.
He loves us that much.
I'm sorry, Freddie. Yeah. I love you. Please
He doesn't even know yet, but when he hears it.
I'm going to tell him myself to him. Matter of fact, I'm going to tattoo it on my thumb so I could just see his company on my thumb.
Yes, I would do it.
What is that tattoo of my company there for?
Don't worry.
We got our guy Bobby here. Bobby, great stuff with the company, dude. I think you guys started this in the garage at your parents' house, because you're a young whippersnapper, and I look at the website, and dude, you guys have, I feel like I want to say, is it fair to say damn near, like, it looks like hundreds of things. I mean, you guys got so many SKUs, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, we have over 100 SKUs.
Thank you. I was like, am I exaggerating by saying 100?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
I felt like I was by going. You're so many things on
it's
here.
It's kind of crazy.
Let's start going through them one by one.
It's kind of crazy.
We'll be here till tomorrow.
And while we're here, let me go through a few more SKUs.
Let's make some breakfast.
Well, what's your favorite SKUs? Let's go over some of those.
Yeah, there's so
SKUs.
Many.
Let's talk about it. You know, I mean, but first of all, though, Bobby, are you guys still in the vape side of things? Are we still doing vape? Or are we?
No, with all the regulations with nicotine, we kind of walked away from that side of the space. They put a ton of regulations on there, and what had happened was when we became a publicly traded company, we have to do everything by the book.
Sure.
And all of these disposable vapes that you see out there, are none of them are compliant. So we decided to stay away from that, and we wanted to do everything by the book. You know, with the main thing that we're about is traceability and putting out quality.
When you
products.
Say disposable, none of them are compliant. Is that for THC or you mean CBD or?
What did break that down?
These.
Those big ones.
Right. At this time, right? No, they're not compliant, right?
None of them are compliant. Right. By the end of the year, they'll all be completely illegal here in California and most other places.
But aren't they just because they only have to have tobacco flavored now, right?
Well, there's the TFN laws. We can get into that if you really want to, but.
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to today. I want to do it with you just because I have fun. I have fun talking about it because I'm always thinking workarounds again, right?
Totally.
It's just, you know, that's the big boom of where the gray area is where the money's at, right? A lot of people don't realize that, but as an upcoming business, you know, if you could find those gray areas, write them out really well, you're going to find that you're going to have some amazing upside for your business, and you know, it's probably what you guys experienced at one or two points.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And who doesn't want those runs in life? Hey, who wants a run in life that X amount of time you're going to make a shitload of money?
Right.
But let's go into your product lines. What product lines are you proud of?
The best sellers.
Yeah, best sellers.
Top sellers are going to be our disposables. We actually were the first company to do a federally compliant Delta 9 product that was widely available throughout the United States by staying under 0.3% THC by total weight. And it was really just a ballsy play that we're just like, well, you know, the way they wrote the laws is it's got to be 0.3% THC or less. Why don't we put this in a hard candy or a gummy that's obviously going to weigh way more than flour, and we can hit that 0.3% THC without being in violation of anything that the federal government has said. So we put out a Delta 9 Pop Rocks and put that stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
And it was very successful. We did a Delta 9 gummy, and then obviously our disposables have been
did they you know, hit the throttle on you guys yet, you're fine still with Pop Rocks?
We're still okay.
No, that's good.
That's great.
That's good.
Why not?
That means you stayed the guideline.
And then now the thing is, there's so many other companies that are doing it. So we have insulation by not being the only company that's doing it anymore.
Right, of course. Well, and here's the reality. I mean, if you're doing it responsibly, you guys got a real company. It's not like you're doing it in the garage anymore, right?
They're publicly traded, for God's sake.
I know that, but I want to make sure that they know.
Exactly, we know that too, listening,
The guy's like all of a sudden at home, like, I could do it too in my garage. It was like, I remember him saying that.
And that's what's impressive about them, from the garage, the publicly traded company. That's huge.
Well, and that's the beauty. And I think, okay, so the Pop Rock brand comes out, and then which is, again, it's kind of a workaround, right? But, you know, just to be quite frank, and the next step is what? What's the next product line?
I'd say really right now we're putting out a new 3-gram disposable live resins. We were the first one to do a live resin in this side of the space. Live resins were incredibly popular in the legal cannabis space, and we figured out a way to do that with these Delta 8, Delta 10, THCO, these different cannabinoid profiles that we've been able to harness from basically CBD.
Wow. And what are you getting as a result from those?
Well, one thing, when you say the first time, it reminds me of Soulja Boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Soulja Boy's like, yo, I'm the first rapper to ever.
Bobby and Soulja Boy remind me a lot alike. They look alike.
Hold on.
Soulja Boy, let's do a collab. Hit me up.
I was the first cannabis show ever to talk about cannabis ever.
Tell him, Blue.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell
like, him. Come on,
tell
man. I'm playing. Yes. But, you know, I had to have a good one because we've been talking with Soulja Boy about this event, and it's just fun to have that those conversations. But go ahead.
But when you get the results on these pins like that, is it more of the psychedelic? Are people getting more anecdotal for pain relief? Is it more for calm? What are some of the results you're seeing from using these rosins that you guys are making with the Delta 8s and stuff?
Well, a lot of that stuff is going to come to the terpene profiles. You know, the terpene profiles are really what's going to give you the difference in, you know, whether or not it's going to be more of uplifting, whether it's going to be more relaxing. So we do indica, sativa, and hybrids. And each one is going to be a little bit different from each other. So that being said, you know, our most popular SKUs right now are going to be our disposables and our edibles. For sure, 100%.
How many stores do you guys in right now, approximately?
Well, we have nationwide distributing with some of the biggest distributors in the country.
Yep.
And then we also do direct-to-consumer. We service somewhere around 15,000 shops directly. And then also, you know, through our extensive distribution networks, we're nationwide.
Sure.
You can find us in pretty much any major city.
And how does that part start working for you guys, right? You guys just got in the grind and just started contacting the right people. I mean,
we knock doors, man.
Yeah.
We knock doors.
Kick down doors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know
relationship
takes
building.
That, bro.
Exactly.
That's all it is.
Exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
It takes that, dude. You really got to get out there. Like I tell people, man, you know, you got to go meet people. You
got
to go shake their hands.
Slapping hands, kissing babies, breaking bread.
That's exactly it.
You really
got to
do it. You really got to do it, man.
You know, and then we work, we're at all the main trade shows as well. You know, I actually met P-Funk at Champs. You know, that's where we connected.
Who?
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
We were just playing. We fucking with you, P-Funk.
Love
we love
P-Funk.
You, man. He goes back like four flats in a Cadillac.
Oh, exactly. That's the man right there.
P-Funk
and it's great
back.
Because you guys get so much publicity from Forbes to Rolling Stones to GQ, Yahoo Finance. Like you said, publicly traded.
Yeah.
You guys are on the biggest platforms. You guys also have capability of people that want to become a wholesaler.
Right.
Which is anybody now listening can sell your products and create a company.
Yeah, as long as they have a business license and a tax ID. Send it.
So you're white labeling. You're white labeling.
We don't white label anymore. Our manufacturing, our manufacturing capabilities are pretty much they're eaten up by what we're doing.
Can you send it? Will you send it just in the blanks? Yeah, right. Wholesale.
It's gonna be finished product.
Okay.
Yeah, and gotcha. You know we do anything from boxes to master cases and everything in between.
Yeah. The reason I ask is you know there's a huge void for people that wanted white label.
Right.
You know? But
I
would just give them a minimum order and. Let's go to work, you know, but if, you know, it's not your guys' model.
We did a lot of that before, and then our flagship brand, Herb, exploded, and that has just taken up all of our manufacturing capacity.
Yeah, I love the name, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank
I mean, you. It just sounds, it's Herb.
That's all my brother, man.
Yeah.
He's an absolute marketing genius, that guy, I tell you what. He does all of our branding. He's got a really incredible eye for packaging and everything else like that.
Fantastic.
And he's... He follows the trends, man. He knows what's up, and he just seems to have a knack for it. He's just got to—he's blessed.
And how'd you two meet? No, I'm just kidding.
is he the older brother, though, Bobby, or younger?
He's the younger brother.
So he's younger. After. Yeah. He met you after, yeah.
Ah. So you've been telling him what to do for a long time. You're basically the one who guided him through this.
Nah, I can't take any credit for that, man. He's the visionary in this. I'm just the mouthpiece.
You're a great mouthpiece. It's Bobby over here, the director of sales at Lifted Made right there. It's
you
Cannabis Talk 101.
It.
We're going to come back. Look at them online, you guys. URB Finest CBD.
Check
you can find
them
on social media as well. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Keep it locked.
We'll be right back with Cannabis Talk 101.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
CaliFX is full and broad spectrum hemp extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 plus other elements of naturally derived substances from the hemp and the plant. Check out the tinctures, waters, topicals, and vapors collections. All of them go feel the effects with CaliFX, CaliFX.com, CaliFX.com. Big shout out to Dennis. And a big shout out to all the staff here, you guys. Thank you for everything you guys do to make everything happen. Jan, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Christian A, Christian S, Denny, P-Funk, hooking this guest up right here. Thank you, brother. Connor, Kimberly, Selena, Sammy, Sagar, Brianna, Cash, Cam, Salar, Nadia, Ali Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis. Thank you guys for
and
everything.
And Jessica just over there.
Oh, Jessica's over there too. That's right. Jessica, welcome, babe. And Bobby, we're so impressed with what you guys are doing. And
I'm
everything
kind of impressed. I've seen a lot. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. He's a little new at it. You know what I mean?
Well, it's just, boy, it literally reminds you of like stuff. An IBM story, right? Like IBM from the garage and going publicly traded. It's a very similar concept.
Deal.
It is. I commend you. I pat you on the back. That's a big fucking deal.
Thank you.
It's not easy to do every day.
And, it's with your family. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I mean.
It's dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. It gives it that like, yeah, dude.
We did this.
A real feel-good story.
Yeah.
Are your parents a part of the company too? Or what are they sitting there going, hey, can you hire me?
Yeah. No, my dad sits on the board. You know, we were able to help our parents retire and they help us out with the business. And, you know, they instilled the entrepreneurial spirit in us. You know, they had their own small business in pumps and international filtration equipment. And, you know, from a young age, me and my brother both, we knew that working for somebody else probably wasn't going to be the move for us. So this was an opportunity for us to do something that, you know, ultimately could provide opportunities for a lot of other people. You know, when we started, like I said, we were just a handful of us. And now we have, you know, over 200 employees, which is incredible.
Man,
it's incredible to see. It really is. Thank you.
Yeah. You know,
you guys are doing it.
You know, I'll tell you,
I really are.
For me, it's trying is lying, baby. You either do it or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
That's
you
right.
Doing.
That's
our
right.
Model around right. Here. You know, it's care and communicate and trying is lying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But you know, the thing is I really want to say, like, you know, being a company that, you know, that comes from that hustle, that understands it, you know, you have to care, right?
Right.
You really have to communicate well.
Absolutely.
And it, you know, it's not that it isn't for everyone, because it is for everyone. Just not everybody's ready to go get it, you know?
That's right.
And not everybody's willing to go out there and build those relationships. And that's why it's like, well, how did that start? That's why I dig into those questions, because, you know, I like to hear that we sat here and we contacted all these people. We went out and we went and got these deals done.
The grind.
We went out because that's the actual journey,
right?
You know, of the whole port. Like
right.
Most people, like, you know, the work part of it is what really happens when you're doing it,
right?
Right, and everybody's like, oh, I want to be here and I want to be there, but they don't realize that you're actually here. You're doing it. You know, you're actually doing the job of the journey of what you're trying to achieve, but it never feels like you're complete, right? You're
never.
Just always, yeah. So you're still always like, what am I doing?
It's out of the next, you know, it's out of the next.
You're worldwide and still not in enough places.
Yeah, man.
Look, man, there's more, there's always more improvement that can be made. There's always going to be that next product. And we're trying to stay one step ahead of the competition, really, and continue to be the company that other companies are emulating themselves off of. And basically, you know, creating the wheel, you know, this particular wheel.
And are all products made in one location? Because you guys have over 100 SKUs. Where's the big facility at?
Our main facility is in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Okay, so how big of a location is that?
It's like 25,000 square feet.
Oh, wow, that's phenomenal. It's just so great to see such a big location and everything else going down like that. 200 people, is it all in that location?
Yeah, the majority of them are going to be there. And then we also have outside sales reps. You know, I'm based in San Diego. So, I mean,
so the big office there, you're out of San Diego. Where's your brother out of?
He's out of Kenosha.
Okay, so he's in the headquarters, and you're just grinding locations after from San Diego.
You know, with sales, you know, I'm
anywhere and everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah.
As long as you're on the computer, making phone calls and going to visit people.
That's it.
That's what it is. And with 200 people there, that's great. So some things we like to do, Bobby. Once again, liftedmode.com. Liftedmade, excuse me. LiftedMade.com is the big parent website. Go there, you guys. Check out what I'm talking about because it's overwhelming. I can't even sit here and talk about each one. You just heard the best ones. I mean, those are the best sellers and the best and the, how we first started. My point is there's hundreds to look at. Go look at them. They sound fantastic. You heard Bobby say what they are. So, Bobby, congratulations. We like to do what we call the high five with a lot of our guests. And simple questions. I'm going to ask you the first one.
Sure.
As Blue just went and handled the Zoom call right now, it'll just be you and I, Bobby. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis, and where'd you get it from?
I was like 12 or 13, and I stole a roach from a neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was in his my friend's mom's fucking, it was in her ashtray. And
was
I
was
in
Virginia?
This was actually in Illinois.
In Illinois,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, in Illinois.
How fun. So he's a little whippersnapper,
huh?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, this brother, there it is. I'll smoke that. What's your favorite way to use cannabis?
I'm a joint blunt kind of guy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a certain blunt, like as a rapper or just anyone? Any rapper?
You know, hilariously enough, the Wet Mango by P-Funk's old company, what used to be my jam.
Royal Blunts?
Yeah, Royal Blunts. That was the one, the Wet Mango.
Good old P-Funk. Oh, craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis?
I should probably not admit this on air, but I smoked a hitter on a plane when I was like...
Real flower? A little hitter like that? Ooh.
Yeah, back in the day. We're talking 15 years ago.
Oh, the real flower.
Big no-no. Yeah.
When you flush, you...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Please don't let that smoke go out this door. Please don't let that smoke... And I better be smoking in the back. Oh, God, don't let them catch me.
That's right.
That is a crazy place. Always crazy. You're like, oh, don't be nobody cops. No cops when I get off this plane.
Right.
No cops when I get off this plane.
Right.
What is your go-to munchies after you get high?
Ice cream or In-N-Out at this point, you know, a good burger is always good.
In-N-Out. What's that ice cream though? What is that?
Strawberry, probably. I like strawberry ice cream.
Funny thing is, last night I had strawberry ice cream with a little granola in it.
See?
A little honey granola and some little bit of strawberry
Man's
ice cream.
Man's got good taste.
It was a good night last night.
Man's got good taste.
If you could smoke cannabis with anybody, Bobby, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
I know this is going to be kind of a basic answer, but Bob Marley. I mean, just the legendary Bob Marley. I would love to just chop it up with the man that basically brought the Rastafarian movement to the masses, you know, brought the herb to the people. That would just be, that'd be an honor. You know what I mean?
He definitely does feel like he's done that. I mean, there's not a right or wrong answer, and I always think of Bob too, thinking, oh my God, he'd be great.
To be insane.
And thinking of the time when I was introduced, or probably everyone was introduced to them at whatever age they were probably smoking.
Right.
You know what I mean? You were introduced to Bob Marley music,
right.
Smoking a spliff,
That's
smoking
right.
a joint, just smoking a blunt, taking
it's
a
like
bongo.
Bob Marley and Sublime. You know, those are the number one and number two.
Sublime is your second one,
That'd be number two, Bradley.
That's funny. We didn't have the Sublime folks. Did we have Sublime folks here? We did, huh? Who do we have? The drummer from Sublime on the show. That's funny. I thought so, yeah. That was a good day. Sublime's a good one.
Yeah.
We could probably hook that up for you.
That'd be fantastic.
Come around. Stick around. Anything else, Bobby, that we're forgetting to talk about, Lifted, Made, that your company, you guys, fam? Like, once again, folks, this is what we like about this. When we hear about companies like this company, like a P-Funk brings it to us going, this is what these guys like. Because you're everything that we like.
Thank you.
Family-owned business, starting from the fucking garage, mm-hmm. publicly traded, doing the do. This is what the struggle's about, folks. If you're listening going, can I get into the game? Bobby just
Absolutely.
Explained it to
yeah.
you.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, a little support from his mom and dad, a little startup from a cigarette fucking vape thing.
Yeah, from a little 2-bit vape company to
hundreds of SKUs.
To hundreds of SKUs and nationwide distribution. It truly is a dream come true.
It is, and it could be your dream too. I mean, there's opportunity there. Liftedmade.com is the site. Thank you so much, Bobby,
Thank you, brother.
Your time. Anything else you want to get out there and let everybody know about?
I think we
Anything else you're doing? So we can't wait to do more things with you guys
Thank
and
you.
Your company. God willing, you guys will be seeing him around us as he's a young whippersnapper, and he's a good, strong one. It's Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And if nobody else loves you, folks, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.